Yes, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hay, 4-5. We continue with the chopping down of olive trees. The Mishnah says, Hamavkia Bazayas. If one is chopping an olive tree, the word bokeh is to chop. Mavkia means to cause to be chopped. It's a strange choice of words. The Rambam speaks out, it means that one is chopping off branches of the olive tree to get firewood. In such a case, lo yechapeo ba'afar, you can't cover the place where you chopped off the limb of the tree with afar, with dirt, because that will end up making like a clay covering, which would facilitate new growth on the tree, which one can't do on Shemitah. Avo mechasahu ba'avanim o bakash. But you could cover the place where the chop happened with stones or with straw. Here that would just prevent drying out of the place where you cut the tree, or prevent, you know, infestation of some kind. And that being the case, you're not facilitating the growth of the tree, but just protecting the tree, which is permitted on Shvius. There, if you could cover with those stones or straw, as the case may be. And similarly, hakotetz koros shikma. If you're chopping off limbs off of a shikma tree, the art scroll translates shikma as sycamore. The Rambam says it's a kind of fig tree. I'm not sure exactly. What's clear is that the shikma tree was used in the time of Chazal for timber. And the way that it was collected was that and cultivated was that one would cut a shikma tree the first time, and then that would cause the boughs of the tree to grow back straight and thick and of high quality for timber purposes, for wood construction, etc. So we've had it a few times already in the Mishnayos. Interestingly, the shikma tree, before it's been cut, is called a basula, like a virgin shikma tree. It's never yet been cut. And after it's been cut for the first time, it's called a koresh shikma, which literally means something like beams, like construction beams of a shikma. The word kora is like a beam for timber. And sometimes the word kora refers to the beams of the shikma. They're almost synonymous. Which is fascinating, because this seems to be the primary source of timber in the time of Chazal. So again, so the way one does it is he chops the basula shikma the first time, and then it grows back thick and well. So the point is that by chopping the tree for the first time, you're promoting the growth in the tree the way you want it to grow, which is going to be restricted. So the Mishnah says, Hakotzes koros shikma, if one is chopping the beams, the boughs off of a shikma tree, since it's koresh shikma, it's already been cut before, that's okay, just the same as an olive tree, lo yechapeo ba'afar, the place where you chop the tree you can't cover in afar is dirt, because again, that will facilitate further growth of the tree, avo mechasahu ba'avanim o bakash, but you could cover the place where you chopped with stone or straw, again, to protect the tree, same exact din as the zayas. We only say that because this is in contrast to ein kotzin basula shikma. If it's koresh shikma already previously cut in the past, you can recut, because the second growth isn't especially good relative to the first. But if it's never been cut before and it's a basula shikma, by cutting it now, you're really stimulating its growth, and that's really helping the tree to grow better the next time. And that being the case, it's aser. So ein kotzin basula shikma b'shvias, you can't cut for the first time a shikma tree on the shmita year mipnei shehi avoda, because that is the very way that you promote the growth of the tree to grow properly. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kadarka. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, he limits it to say chopping the tree in general is not necessarily forbidden. It's just forbidden if you do it in the normal way. What is the normal way? Within 10 tefachim of the ground. Then when the trunk grows back long and strong. However, that's when it's aser. Ela o magbia asar tefachim. But if you, says Rabbi Yehuda, chop it at a height above 10 tefachim off the ground, since that's not the normal way to make the shikma tree trunk grow back straight and strong, it's permitted. Or alternatively, ogomem ala art, or if you chop it very close to the ground, again, chopping the tree all the way down to the ground is not the normal way of making it grow back long and strong. And that being the case, says Rabbi Yehuda, you could chop it down close to the ground. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can cut for the first time a shikma tree, provided you don't cut it in the normal way, below 10 tefachim, but not very close to the ground.